a few scriptures this morning.
And
we would like to start from that which has been the theme verse for this season, which is Matthew chapter 6.
And verse 10.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
And of course, as you remember, this is a portion of the so-called Lord's Prayer.
我们知道这是在主导文里面的节。
And if you would turn to Matthew 16,
我们再翻到马太福音16章,
we want to read a few verses starting from the last verse of the chapter.
我们从16章的最后一节开始读。
Our Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
我们的主在这里向他的门徒们说,
and he says, truly, I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
我实在告诉你们, 站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前必看见人子降临在他的国里。
And I would like to emphasize the last phrase, which is obviously parallel to our theme verse, are the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
那我特别想强调，就是与我们的主题相关的，这里说降临在他的国里。
And as we mentioned this several times, and I'll mention it once again, this is one of those portions in Scripture where the breaking chapters is a little bit unfortunate because usually it kind of sets our mind for a reset or here comes a new theme, and this is not the case. This is just a continuation. Chapter 17.
那我以前也有提过几次，就是有时候圣经里面的这个分章节并不是分得很好。那像在这里28节之后，并不是一个中断，或者是另外开始一个主题。
So we want to read together the account of our Lord's transfiguration.
所以我们想继续读下去，讲到主的变化，山上的事。
Matthew 17:1. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
17章,过了六天,耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山,就在他们面前变了形象,脸面明亮如日头,衣裳洁白如光。Verse
3, And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
第三节,忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现,同耶稣说话。 彼得对耶稣说,主啊,我们在这里真好,你若愿意,我就在这里搭3座棚,一座为你,一座为摩西,一座为以利亚。说话之间,忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们,且有声音从云彩里出来说,这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的。Verse
6, When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Get up, and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
第六节,门徒听见就俯伏在地,极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们,说,起来,不要害怕。他们举目不见一人,只见耶稣在那里。Want
to add 2 scriptures to that? Colossians, in chapter 1,
我们再读两处的经文,哥罗西书一章,
just 2 verses, verse 9 and verse 13.
一章9节和13节,
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And verse 13, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
哥罗西书1章9节, 因此我们自从听见的日子, 也就为你们不住的祷告祈求, 愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上, 满心知道神的旨意。 然后13节, 他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And finally, again in the book of Matthew,
那最后我们再翻回马太福音,
in chapter 7,
在第七章,
I'm going to read verse 21.
21节,
and I just want to point out to you that this is the Sermon on the Mount, the very passage where our Lord Jesus utters the so-called Lord's Prayer. So I believe there is a significance right there.
那我想说一下背景，就是这是山上的宝训， 也是在主讲完他的主导文之后的。
Verse 21 of chapter 7.
第七章21节,
not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
So as we continue our consideration of our theme verse, this morning we would like to take a fresh look at it.
所以当我们继续思想我们的主题的时候, 今天我们愿意有一个新的角度来看。
I would like to underline the connection of the two main ideas in that verse that we have been considering for a year now or so.
那我想在我们一直思想的这个经文里面, 我想提到它其中的两点。
The two ideas being the kingdom on the one hand and the will of God on the other.
就是一个是他的国, 一个是他的旨意。
Now, Bible scholars have noted that the Lord's Prayer follows a Hebrew poetic structure.
那些读圣经的人告诉我们说, 主导文其实有一个希伯来文他们的行文的方式。
I actually remember, and I'm sure I'm seeing a few faces here in the audience, that certainly we remember dear brother Christian telling us multiple times over the years that fact, there is a poetic structure in the Lord's Prayer.
那我们可能有些人也记得以前陈弟兄也告诉我们, 就是这个主导文它有一个希伯来诗歌的这种体裁的方式。
But we have to keep in mind this, Hebrew poetry is not like Western poetry. Oh, I have no idea about Mandarin poetry. I'm going to learn it right now, on the fly.
但我们也注意到, 就是希伯来文的诗歌与英文与中文的诗歌都不大一样。
Because the concept of rhyme is different. You know, in Western poetry, and that's what I'm going to learn now, in Western poetry, rhyme is based on words that sound alike, right?
那一般的诗歌你押韵是这个 这个押在这个发音上的这个韵。
Is that how it goes in Mandarin? Words that sound alike. So, now that we clarify that, here Hebrew poetry is nothing like that.
英文、中文这个诗歌的押韵都是这个声音的押韵,但是希伯来文却不是这样。
It's not based on words that sound alike, but instead of thoughts that are alike.
它不是这个音 发音上的,而是这个他的思想,他的意思上的相似。
And you know, the scholars of the Bible came up with a name for that. They call it synonymous thoughts.
那就是一个相似的意思。
Actually, sorry, the real term is synonymous parallelism. That is the structure of Hebrew poetry.
这就是讲到希伯来文诗歌的它这个体裁,这个结构,是因着他们的意思的相似而组合在一起。
So there are various, actually this is one of the types of parallelism. I'm not going to go through all of them. There are a slew of them. But if you read the Psalms, oftentimes you're going to find that there are phrases that they're put side by side and they are parallel in thought.
那像我们读诗篇也常常会发现,他们一些经文章节,他们其实有这个相似的意思被放在了一起。
Now, this is precisely what we see in the Lord's Prayer.
我们在主导文里面也同样看到这一点。
And more specifically, our verse, you find synonymous parallelism there.
更具体来说,就是在这个第十节里面我们也看到。
Thy kingdom come, that's one sentence.
那第一句说,愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven. The peril of sentence.
那与之相对应的第二句就是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And now that's quite meaningful, because right there, you get an incidental definition of what is the kingdom coming.
这个它的意义呢，是它就用这两节就告诉我们说它的国度降临的含义是什么。
When does the kingdom come in spiritual reality in our lives?
那这个国降临，它属灵的实际在我们生命中成就是什么样子？
It is when the will of God is being done.
就是神的旨意成就。
Or to put it a little differently, when His will is done on earth as it is in heaven, then the kingdom has come.
或者换句话说，当他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候，就是他国降临的时候。
Now this definition may help us to understand the mind of the Lord on the matter of the kingdom coming.
所以希望这个能够帮助我们来明白主说我国度降临的意思。But
perhaps it's still a little bit abstract.
那可能还是有点抽象。So
what exactly is that will of God being done that brings the kingdom in spiritual reality?
所以他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，就把他的国带来，这是什么意思？
Well, thank the Lord, because He has left us something in Scripture that is kind of an object lesson of His kingdom coming.
我们感谢主，在他给我们的圣经里面，就给我们一些线索来明白他旨意成就这件事情。
And that object lesson is the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
那他教导我们就是在变化山上。
That's another fancy term, object lesson. What is an object lesson after all?
关于这个专题，就好像给我们一个专题的教学。
It's very simple, something that every teacher, especially teachers of children, uses all the time.
那其实在学校里面，他们教导孩童也是用这个方法。
An object lesson is a teaching device, a teaching method that uses visual aids to enhance the learning process.
就是有时候他们用一个老师会用一个你眼睛能看到的事物来教导你一件事情。
And in a way, the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus is an object lesson of the kingdom.
那主在变化山上的教导也是让门徒们通过一个可以看见的事物来明白他的教导。How
do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢?
Because the story starts practically stating that.
因为这个变化山上的故事一开始就是主的一个教导。
And again, that's the last verse of chapter 16 which we read.
这个就是16章的最后一节。
When our Lord says, Truly I say that there are some of you standing here that will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
16章28节，主说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。”
And as you continue, right away, 6 days after, our Lord Jesus is transfigured before them.
那接下去就是过了6天，主在他们的面前变化形象。
So in that way, the transfiguration is an event whose significance will teach us what is the meaning of the kingdom of God coming.
所以其实变化山呢，是要帮助我们明白什么是人子降临在他的国里。
And as we learn the meaning of what is the kingdom coming, we discover that it's inseparably related with the will of God being done.
那其中我们也要看到，就是神的国降临与神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，是有这样紧密的联系。
We would like to briefly take a look at the transfiguration from that angle of an object lesson of what is the kingdom of God coming.
我们要再用，希望我们能够从这个角度来看变化山上的故事，来明白他国度降临的意思。The
first thing we have to notice is that the whole story is an initiative of our Lord.
那首先我们注意到，这整个故事是我们主他自己开始的。He
is the one that takes the initiative of revealing himself to his disciples.
因为是主, 他自己启示给他的门徒们。
And there is something quite intentional in everything that is happening in the Transfiguration.
所以在变化身上发生的每一件事都是主定义如此行的。
There is nothing that is, oops, it just happened. No, no, no. It's something that our Lord Jesus intentionally took the disciples to reveal himself in a special way.
而不是说碰巧这些事情就发生在一起，而是我们的主他有这个意思，他把门徒们带到那座山上，然后这些事情按着他的旨意成就。And
make no mistake, it's not a revelation just for the three of those disciples that went up.
并且这个启示不仅是给那三位上了山的门徒。Because
you remember when they came, we didn't read it, but if you continue to read, when they're coming down the mountain, the Lord says, tell no one the vision until the Son of Man rises from the dead. So it's for you and for me.
因为我们也知道在这个故事之后，主就吩咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。所以就是说，他这个故事是要告诉人的。So
if you read again verse 2, I think there are two words there that are quite striking in this matter.
如果我们来读这个第二节，这有两点是很有意义。And
he was transfigured before them. Those two words, it's before them.
这里说，在他们面前变了形象。And
brothers and sisters, that's the first thing in this matter of the transfiguration as an object lesson of the kingdom.
所以这个变化山上的事讲到国度，它第一点发生的就是这个。What
is the kingdom coming in reality in our lives?
国度来到我们的生命中，在实际上第一件事情是什么呢？
It starts with a revelation for us.
首先就是对于我们有一个启示。A
disclosure of the glory of the Son.
就是把他儿子的荣耀彰显出来。It
starts with subjects of the kingdom beholding the glory of the Lord.
所以这个国度它的第一个主题就是你要看到那主的荣耀。Now,
it's so meaningful to me
对我是何等的有意义?
That this beholding of the glory of the Lord is something that captures for life.
因为这个看见主荣耀这件事情是能够抓住我们一生的。How
do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢?
Because you remember the Apostle Peter, when he's writing his second epistle, we know that it's the end of his life. We know that he knows very clearly his time on this earth has come to an end. He's about to die a violent death for his Lord, and he knows that.
那他也知道他很快就要为他的主来殉道。Our
Lord Jesus, he remembered that in that night, in the last night in the upper room, Peter thought he could give his life for the Lord.
我们记得在主耶稣在世上末了的时候，在那个彼得以为他可以把自己的生命献给主。He
loved his Lord.
因为他爱他的主。But
he didn't know himself.
但是他不认识他自己。
And he said, Lord, I'm ready to die for you.
那时候对主说,我已经就是为你死,我也愿意。
And the Lord said, no, where I'm going, you cannot go now, but later you will fall.
但主就对他说,我要去的地方你不能去,但是之后你会跟从我。
And Peter knew that his time, even to die for his Lord, to have that privilege, had come. He's about to die.
但是到了彼得后书那里，彼得知道他为主殉道的日子近了。If
you read the first chapter of 2 Peter, that is very clear. He says, the time of my tabernacle to be gone has come.
如果我们读彼得后书一章那里就很清楚，他那里说我在这地上帐幕已经到了结束。But
in that juncture, in those circumstances, when he knows that his physical death is imminent, what is he talking about?
就彼得说,我脱离这帐幕的时候快到了,但那时候彼得说什么呢?
2 Peter 1, verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
在十六节那里，彼得说：“我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说：‘这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。’”
Do you see what the Apostle Peter is talking about in the very last moments of his earthly life?
对，你看到使徒彼得在他生命的末了所说的吗？
He's talking about a vision he had of the, on that mountain of the glory of the Lord Jesus.
他乃是讲到一个意象，是他一生之久的意象，就是在变化山上他看到了主的荣光。
Brothers and sisters, the very first thing on the kingdom of God coming in our lives with power is that we'll see the glory of the Lord, and that has to capture us for life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的国临到你我的身上的第一件事情，就是你要见到他的荣光，并且这要抓住你一生之久。
But there is more than that in the story.
但是在这个故事中也不止如此。
As we see in the theme verse, the kingdom and the will of God, they are related.
当我们看主题的经文，这个国度和他的旨意是相连的。
And as we said, our story here of the transfiguration,is going to demonstrate that. It's an object lesson of that fact.
那变化山上的故事就要说明这一点。
Where do you see the will of God in the transfiguration?
在变化山上，我们哪里可以看到他的旨意呢？
Of course, it's in the utterance of the Father.
就是在父神所说的话里面。
This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
That is the Father's will.
这就是父神的旨意。
That is the unchanging determination of the Father with respect to his Son.
这就是父神向他儿子所定的不可变更的旨意。
Just to use a term, it is that the Son will have the supremacy, to be preeminent, to have the first words.
就是他的，换句话说，就是他的儿子要在一切的事上居首位。
Now, you know, as we read the story, we know so well that the Father's declaration, the Father's utterance, is in a way a divine reaction to something that Peter spoke or misspoke, actually.
当我们读这个故事的时候，我们也看到神他将说出他的旨意，其实是对彼得所说的话的一个回应。
Now, you know, I just have to want to open a parenthesis because...The more I've been reading the Gospels, you know, we oftentimes think, oh, Peter, you're misspeaking again.
啊，我想插出去说一点，就是我常常读我读福音书的时候，常常会看到，哦，彼得又说话了。
And the more I read it, the more I wonder. I try to put myself in their shoes and say, I'm fairly sure that he's doing much better than whatever I would have done.
但是其实我更多的读的时候我就想到如果我把自己放在彼得的位置上其实彼得说的可能比我能说出来的已经更好了。
Who is Moses? Who is Elijah in the old dispensation?
在旧约的时代谁是摩西谁是以利亚呢?
In a way, they sum up the whole of the Old Testament. Moses, the lawgiver. Elijah, the head of the prophets.
因为摩西和以利亚其实就把整个旧约概括了起来。摩西是把律法带给以色列人的，以利亚是先知之首。
They are the main servants, if you will, in the Old Testament in that regard. The Old Testament was given largely through them.
在旧约，他们两个就是神的仆人。
And in the Jewish mind, rightly so, they would respect tremendously that fact, rightly so.
所以对于犹太人来说实在他们很尊重这两位。
But you see, when it comes to the beloved Son of the Father, you can never, ever put anybody else, no matter how great a servant, you can never put him side by side with the Lord Jesus. And that was Peter's mistake.
但是我们如果看到 论到神他的爱子，无论是多么伟大的仆人，都不能够把他们放在与主相等的位置上，这也是彼得所犯的错误。
The object lesson that the Father is teaching Peter and you and me is that his son is unique, supreme. No Moses, no Elijah. This is my beloved son.
所以父神在这里教导彼得，也是教导你我的这个功课，就是他的儿子是独一的，是超越的，胜过摩西，胜过以利亚，胜过任何人。
And this is the coming of the kingdom in spiritual reality in our lives.
并且这也是那个国在我们的生命中得着属灵实际的一个彰显。
When our Lord Jesus is unique, supreme in our lives.
当主耶稣在你的生命中是独一的，是超越的时候
，When we give Him in our lives the same place that the Father gives Him，
当我们给主在我们身上生命中这个地位，就是父给他儿子的这个地位的时候
，Then the kingdom has come in spiritual reality in our lives。
那他的国就在我们的身上得着这个属灵的实际。
But the object lesson of the transfiguration reveals yet another thing。
但是这个变化身上的教学还教导到另外一件事情。
He's not only supreme, he's not only full of glory.
他不仅是超越的，是满有荣耀的。
But he is sufficient.
并且他是全丰全足的。
You see, again, when you look at the story, it becomes quite clear that everything culminates on that point, the sufficiency of the Lord.
如果我们读这个故事，我们要看到他会给我们引到一点，就是主他是足够的。
As we read, when the disciples heard that voice, they were terrified and they fell on their faces. And remember how our Lord Jesus touches them. And they lift up their eyes and see no one but Jesus only.
这里我们读到，门徒听见就伏伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来，把他们扶起来的时候，他们不见一人，只见耶稣。
What is the kingdom coming in our lives in spiritual reality?
所以我们这个属灵的实际，当他的国来到我们的生命中是什么样的呢？
When we see nothing else in our lives but Jesus only.
就是我们能不见一人，只见耶稣。
We see him only because he is sufficient. He is enough. Even as we sang in that wonderful hymn earlier today.
那这个只见耶稣的意思就是我们明白他是足够的。他是全丰全足的，就像我们今天早晨唱的诗歌一样。
I hope you realize there is a difference. They're very related, but there is a difference between supremacy and sufficiency.
我想我们也看到这里有一个细微的区别，在于主他是居首位，是超越的，以及主他是充足、全丰全足的。
Our Lord Jesus is both supreme and sufficient.
我们的主他既是那超越居首的，也是那个。满足充足我们的。
Now certain things can be supreme, can have the first place, but they are not necessarily sufficient.
因为有一些事物，他们可能是居首位，他们是有那个地位，但是并不能供应给我们满足我们。
If you think on our basic, I don't know, our physical needs, I would say that the number one need that we have maybe is air. You cannot survive without air for just a few minutes.
那我可能我们可以举一个例子来说，比如说我们的空气，我们的生活中，我们生命不能够没有空气。
You could say that air is your supreme physical need.
那你可以说，你这个空气是你生命存活第一的这个需要。
But let me ask you something obvious: Is air sufficient for you to survive?
但是你也不可以问，那是还可以问一个问题，就是，但是空气就足够你来生活吗
？Oh, of course not. You need water, you need food, you need shelter, you need a slew of things.
那显然不是的，因为你还需要水，需要食物，需要其他。
Something can be sufficient, sorry, can be supreme without being sufficient.
所以有些事情他们可能是那么的重要，但还是不足够。
Our Lord Jesus is both.
那我们的主，他既是那么重要，他也是那么的充足。
Supreme.And absolutely enough for all of us.
他是那居首位的，并且他是我们完全的满足。
What is the kingdom coming in our lives in spiritual reality?
所以国度来到我们身上，这个属灵的实际是什么样
？Oh, when there is no Moses nor Elijah, because we see the sufficiency of our Lord Jesus, we lift our eyes and see Jesus, only.
不再需要摩西或者以利亚, 而是当我们睁开眼睛的时候, 我们看见我们的主, 祂是我们一切的供应, 只见耶稣。
And this is the object lesson that we find in the story of the transfiguration of our Lord when it comes to the coming of the kingdom.
这就是主在变化山上, 关于祂国度降临的这个专题的教学。
His glory that captures us, it begins there.
首先,祂的荣耀抓住我们,
His supremacy, we give to Him the same supreme place that the Father has given Him.
然后我们看见祂那超越的居首的地位, 我们能够尊敬祂像父给祂的地位一样。
Christ sufficient in our lives, number three.
然后第三,我们看见耶稣在我们的生命中是那全丰全足的供应。
This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子,
now, as you notice, we read two other passages at the beginning.
但大家注意到,我们一开始还读了另外两处的经文,
and both are very related, very closely related to our theme verse and to the object lesson on the Transfiguration.
那这些经文也与我们的主题经文以及变化山上的故事相关。
Because if you notice carefully, in both passages, we read about the kingdom and about the will of God, together, side by side. Now, the first of that passage of those passages is Colossians chapter 1.
那哥罗西书一章,
now, if you notice well, that is a prayer. Oftentimes, Paul begins his epistles with a prayer.
但如果注意到的话,这其实是保罗的祷告,从一开始,书信的一开始,它就是一个祷告。
And right at the beginning of the epistle, before he enters into the doctrinal bulk of the epistle, he prays for the Colossians.
保罗在这里对哥罗西人,他开始教导这些属灵的教导之前,他是给他,先为他们祷告。
And he mentions two things in that prayer.
那在这个祷告中, 他提到两件事。
In verse 9, he's asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
那在九节里面的祷告是, 你们能够满心知道神的旨意。
That's verse 9. And a little ahead in verse 13, he reads the passage that we are so familiar with, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
然后这个祷告到了第十三节那里是讲到, 祂救了我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到祂爱子的国里。
If you notice well, if you read this very short epistle, you notice that the whole epistle, in a way, elaborates on what is that will of God that he's praying at the very beginning that we should be filled with the knowledge of.
如果我们读过哥罗西书,就要看到接下去的哥罗西书都是要保罗在那里阐述我们所需要满心知道的这个神的旨意是什么。And
what is the will of God in this epistle that Paul is praying that we should be filled with?
那这个旨意就是保罗在这里切切祷告的,要我们知道的到底是什么?
Well, you just have to continue right after the prayer. It's abundantly evident what is that will of God that he's talking about.
那如果我们接下去读,就要明白他所祷告的是什么。
I'll just state something. We're going to read a few more verses. But I'll just state it before we read it. You will discover as you read the epistle that God's will is absolutely centered on his Son in Christ.
那我们会继续来,我们会读一些经文,在那之前我想提醒大家,这个旨意就是连到他的儿子。
And in the epistle, the same things that you see in the Mount of Transfiguration, you're going to see them in the epistle to the Colossians.
并且我们会看到一个相似,就是他在变化山上的教导,以及他在哥罗西中的教导。
The supremacy of the Lord Jesus.
就是主,他是那居首位的。
The sufficiency of our Lord Jesus.
并且他是那全丰全足的。
And another idea is added in Colossians, the fullness of Christ.
并且哥罗西还加上一点就是主耶稣他的丰满。
So just to give you a taste, we are not going to go in detail into that. Don't worry about that. I just want to make a connection, especially to understand our object lesson of the Mount of Transfiguration in the light of the epistle to the Colossians.
所以我们接下去能读一些经文，那我们看到这个联系。
Listen to what the apostle, right after his prayer, he kind of gives us the hint. What is that will of God that I want, I'm praying for you and me to be filled with? What is that?
那在祷告之后，他就给了我们一个好像线索，让我们明白他所祷告的这个神的旨意是什么。
Verse 15, chapter 1.
1章15节。
Again, right after his prayer, he begins elaborating what is that will of God that he's talking about.
所以在这里他祷告结束了，他就马上向我们要阐明他所说的是什么。
He, our Lord Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
15节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
No, think about it for a second. Paul is going to show us the supremacy of the Lord, and he starts right there. God the Father, invisible, completely transcendent, completely beyond us.
这里请我们思想一下，当保罗要讲述我们主他的手，他居首位这件事情的时候，他一开始就说。
But the Son, our Lord Jesus, is His image, His manifestation, is the way that you can see the invisible God in the person of the Lord Jesus.
换句话说，是的，神是那不能看见的，但是他的儿子是他的彰显，我们能够看见他。It
reminds us actually of what the Apostle John says in the prologue of the Gospel of John.
这就让我想起约翰使徒约翰在约翰福音的一开始所说的。
In John 1:18, he says, "No one has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He, which is Jesus, of course, He has explained Him, or revealed Him, or manifested Him."
约翰福音1章18节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来，将他彰显出来，将他解释出来。
Our Lord Jesus, the image of the invisible God.
我们就明白我们的主耶稣，他是那不能看见之神的像。But
the apostle continues, He's the firstborn of all creation.
他是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And of course, firstborn here, you have to read scripture carefully, because in some contexts it may mean, like if you have the firstborn of your children, you have a bunch of children, is the first of all of them.
那这里说首生的，我们应当注意，因为有时候这个首生的意思，那就比如说，你有很多的孩子，那这是第一个，然后接下去还有好多。
But here is different.
但这里不一样。
Because in verse 17, just two verses ahead, Paul clarifies, he said, He, the Lord Jesus, is before all things.
因为在第十七节，保罗就更进一步解释到说，他在万有以先之先。
So he's not the first of all created things, but he's the first in preeminence, the first in honor. In that sense, before anything else was created, he was there.
所以主耶稣并不是说神的创造的万有里面的第一个，而是他是。 这个首生乃是讲到他有那个尊贵的地位。
And in verse 16, Paul says, For by him, the Lord Jesus, all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.
16节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的。Now,
do you realize that Paul is using three different prepositions for our Lord Jesus in regard of the creation?
所以你注意到的话，保罗在这里论到创造与主耶稣的关系的时候，他用了三个不同的介词。All
things were made in him, that's the first one.
第一点就是都是靠他造的,
which is something a little weird. How can something be made in someone?
那或者更确切的说是在他里面造的。
And the idea is that he's the designer. You know, when an architect is going to build his masterpiece building, you know, the whole thing is already in him, in his mind. And it takes his very character. In that sense, all things were made in our Lord Jesus.
这个在他里面造的的意思就是好像一位建筑师他已经有把这一切的设计建筑都已经在他的 脑子里面他已经在他里面并且这个建造也表明了这位建筑师的这个他这个人的品格特征
The designer of all created things.
所以他是一切受造的这个设计的人
But another preposition is used. All things were made through him.
然后十六节的末了他说是借着他造。
He is the actual maker of everything.
乃是说到他是就是那一位造了这些造了万有的。
All things are made for him.
然后最后又说是为他造的。
He is the owner, the heir of all things.
那他就是万有的所有者是那承受万有的。
We could say that in summary, Paul is saying,The Lord Jesus is the cause and the goal of all created things, whether the visible ones that we see every day or the invisible ones, the angelic world, everything for Him.
所以我们可以说，主是一切受造的，无论是可见的，是不可见的，他是他一切受造的原因，也是一切受造的结果、目的。
In verse 17, he says the last phrase, and in Him all things hold together.
然后十七节又说万有也靠他而立
In a way, brothers and sisters, you know, scientists for ages, they've been trying to figure out what is the unifying force that holds together this whole universe.
这里说靠他而立也是说他把一切都好像支撑的一切万有那其实科学家也一直在那里找着是什么一个力量把整个宇宙这个支撑在这里。
This is something that physicists, they're way smarter than me, so I can just mention it to you. Let me put it this way. Einstein, after he came up with the relativity, with all those wonderful theories, he spent 30 years of his life trying to figure out what is the thing that holds together this universe? A force that includes gravity, that includes electromagnetism, that explains everything. He never figured it out.
那其实像爱因斯坦，他在他提出相对论之后，他也花了几十年的时间，他想要搞明白这个是什么的力量把整个宇宙支撑在那里，是一切这个无论是重力、一切的磁力、一切吸引力背后的这个是什么。
And to this day, they have no clue. Well, they have some theories.But they never got to the bottom of it. What is that force that holds everything together?
那直到今天，科学家他们有一些的猜想，但他们还是没有办法明白是什么把这一个宇宙维系在那里。
Well, the Bible is not a scientific book. I don't need to tell you that.
当然，圣经不是一本科学的教材。
So this is not a scientific statement. But Paul declares here that in Christ.All created things are being held together. He not only created them, he holds them.
但是保罗在这里就直接地告诉我们，他不仅创造万物，并且万有也是靠他而立。
And then if you come to the spiritual realm, this is all physical realm, right? The created universe. How about the new creation? Listen to what he says in verse 18.
那我们讲完这些万有就是受造的物质的受造之后我们又来到属灵的境地
He, the Lord Jesus, is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have the preeminence in everything.
就是在他的这个新造里面十八节他说他也是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位
So it doesn't matter whether it's the created physical world the spiritual world the church whatever you may think our Lord Jesus is the key to every single thing
所以无论是那物质的受造或者是属灵的受造就是教会主耶稣他是那居首位的
What does that mean? That he is supreme
是居首位这里是什么意思呢
But more than that The apostle tells us another idea that we find in the Transfiguration Chapter 2
保罗就在第二章又告诉我们一个与变化山上相呼应的事
In verse 9 he says For in him All the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and verse 10, And in him you have been made complete.
第九节, 第二章第九节, 因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面, 你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
You see, essentially Paul is saying, all the fullness God made dwell bodily in his Son.
所以保罗进一步来说, 神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他里面。
And that means that in him you are complete. You have no need that is beside him. In him you find everything complete.
然后你在他的里面也得着了一切的丰盛,丰富,一切需要的满足, 在他里面你就没有再有缺乏。
The sufficiency of his Son.
这就是讲到那儿子的丰富,全丰全足的供应。
And you see, brothers and sisters, essentially, this is the will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,看到吗? 这里就是神他的旨意。
That we may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
因为我们满心知道神的旨意。
What is his will? His Son is everything. He is all in all.
就是他的儿子是一切,是在一切之内,又在一切之上。
And this is not just a theory, a slogan in our lives, but it's something that we experience. In him, we are complete.
并且这不只是一个理论,一个好像教义一样我们来明白, 而是在我们的生命中我们能够认识说我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
But as you know, we read another passage, and I'm going to conclude with this one. We read another passage at the beginning.
那我想最后我们之前也读到另一处的经文,
where both ideas are also mentioned, both ideas of our theme verse, the kingdom and the will of God.
同样也是讲到国度旨意,
that is Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
就是在马太七章,
our Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
我们之前读过的21节, 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And again, you see the two ideas there, and I just want to very briefly touch on how this is, it loops back in a way to what is happening in the Mount of Transfiguration.
同样这里提到了这天国和旨意, 并且我们要讲明它是如何与之前的这个变化山上相联系。
Because it's very clear in the Mount of Transfiguration that the will of God is that his Son, for him to be supreme, for him to be everything in our lives, that's his will.
因为变化山上清楚地告诉我们, 他的旨意就是使他的儿子在一切的事上居首位, 成为我们的丰富。
So in verse 5, in the Transfiguration, the utterance of the Father is, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
所以在第五节变化山上那里, 就说这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,你们要听他。
But then, there is another, the end of that utterance is crucial. Listen to him.
就是这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,然后他结束再说,你们要听他。
In a way, we know that this is the most basic requirement in any kingdom. Can you imagine a kingdom when no one listens to the king? What kind of kingdom would that be?
其实我们也可以思想,当我们讲到国度的话, 这是一个国度里面最基本的要求, 就是你们要听那国里的那个王, 如果你们没有听这个王的话, 那是一个什么样的国度呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is an expression of God's will, that his Son has to be listened to.
所以这里就让我们明白, 就是他的爱子, 我们要听他。
And that's where we come to that last verse that we read. Entering the kingdom is not just a matter of what we profess.
这就带我们来到了7章21节的这个经文, 就是我们进天国不只是我们的一个宣告。
We can say, Lord, Lord.
我们可以在那里称呼说主啊主啊。
Definitely the right thing to say. No question.
实在这也是我们应当称呼主的,就是我们应当说的主啊主啊。
It's admitting that he's supreme in our lives, and it's the right thing to say.
因为这也是对的事情,我们借着说主啊主啊,我们承认他在我们生命中的主权。
But essentially our Lord is saying that is not enough.
但是主也告诉我们这是不足够的。
It's not just much a matter of what we profess, but a matter of what we actually do.
因为这不仅仅是我们的一个宣告, 而是真的我们所行的。
And the question, brothers and sisters, the test for all of us is always going to be, is His will what we actually, we are doing on an everyday basis?
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这里的问题就是, 是否他的旨意在我们每一天的生活中被遵行?
Let me put it slightly different.
换句话说,
what is going to be the evidence that Christ is indeed supreme in our lives?
就是基督在我们生命中居首位的这个证据是什么?
It's when we listen to Him.
就是我们能够听他。
And that is doing the will of the Father.
换句话说就是遵行天父的旨意。
So in a way, I would like to suggest that the will of the Father is presented in a wider way and then in a narrower, more specific way.
所以我可以这么说, 天父的旨意有一个广义的这个定义, 也有一个比较狭义的定义。
When you see Christ supreme, Christ being everything, that is the wide will of God.
这广义的就是基督,他是在一切上居首位的。
But in a more specific way, the will of God is when we listen, when we obey the Son.
那狭义的就是说, 在我们每个人的身上,是否你听他?
Now again, we want to ask a question. What does to do the will of God mean in this verse in Matthew chapter 7, the end of the Sermon on the Mount?
所以在七章这里是山上教训的结尾, 我想问一个问题就是, 那到底遵行天父的旨意是什么意思?
Not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, he will enter.
凡称呼我主啊, 主啊的人不能都进天国, 唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
What exactly is that doing the will of the Father in this context?
所以在这个上下文里面, 遵行我天父旨意的人是什么意思?
Well, as you know, the Word of God gives us the answer by the context itself.
因为我们知道, 主的话总是在一个上下文里面。
And you have only to continue these words of the Lord. And when you come to verse 24, the answer is given to us.
如果我们接着读下去, 读到24节, 我们就看到一个答案。
Because our Lord says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
24节, 所以凡听见我这话就去行的, 好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
See, that little word therefore is always crucial in Scripture.
在圣经中如果有这个像所以这种词都是很重要的。
Because it indicates that what is about to be said is an explanation of what came before.
因为他就告诉我们接下去的话是之前话的解释。
So what is doing the will of the Father?
所以遵行我天父的旨意是什么意思?
It is to hear the words of Christ and act on them.
那就是凡听见我这话就去行的。
In other words, to obey the word of the Lord.
换句话说就是遵行顺服主的话。
This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to Him.
这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,你们要听他。
Now we have to remind the following. It's not just a matter of obeying the parts of the Bible that I like.
我也想强调,不是说我只是遵行,我喜欢圣经的某一部分,我就遵行那一部分。
We are all very good at that.
我知道我们都很善于做这件事情。
If something comes to you naturally, if something is kind of, oh, I really like that, I don't know how much obedience there is when you do that. You know, I don't want to be critical, but I'm talking to myself.
那有些圣经我们可能与我们的天性是相符的, 有些圣经我们自己喜欢的, 我们就遵行。
Or to put it differently, selective obedience is not enough.
但我想说, 我们这种选择性的顺服是不够的。
You go through Scripture and you pick and choose the parts you're going to obey. No, it's not what the Bible is talking about.
如果我们读圣经只是选那些我们想要遵行的来遵行, 这其实不是圣经告诉我们的。
Remember, in the same Sermon on the Mount, at the very beginning, our Lord says the following, 5:19.
在山上宝训的一开始,5章9节那里说,
Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
5:19, 所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做的，他在天国要称为最小的。
But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。
The least of the words of our Lord man.
所以这里说，即使是这诫命中最小的一条，对于主都是有意义的。
Brothers and sisters, that is the will of God.
这就是神的旨意。
Listen to Him.
听他。
That is what brings the kingdom in spiritual reality in our lives.
这就是把天国临到我们身上的属灵的实际。
Man shall not live of bread alone, but by every, I'm going to emphasize that,Every word that proceeds from the mouth.
人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的每一句话。
Oh, brothers and sisters, may our eyes be open on that.
所以弟兄姊妹们，愿意我们的眼睛能够打开。
One single area of conscious disobedience, in a way, it prevents the kingdom from being a reality in us.
是拦阻这个天国在我们生命中成为实际。的一个关键，一个原因就是我们在那里故意的违背、不顺服他的话。
Now let me explain this, because otherwise, if I don't qualify this, we're in trouble. Who of us can say, "Oh, my obedience is perfect"?
关去，让我解释一下，因为我们如果我们说哦，我们已经完全的顺服、遵行主的话
，The Holy Spirit will be working in us to perfect that obedience until the end.There is no question about it.
因为我们谁没有人能够说我已经完全的遵行了主的话，但是圣灵在我们身上的工作就是要把我们带到那个完全的地步。
The problem is the conscious disobedience. When I know that the Lord says that I should do this and I say, no, I will not do it, there is a problem.
但是我要这里要强调的一个问题就是我们有意的不遵行神的话，就是我心里知道这不是神的旨意我却去行。
It is only when we listen to our Lord Jesus as King in every aspect of our lives that the will of God is truly being done.
愿意主他在我们的身上居首位的这一件事情，在每一个方面都能，每一件事上都能够成就。
That is the object lesson of the Transfiguration, brothers and sisters.
这就是主在变化山上他要讲的这个题目。
I'm sorry, I still have to say one thing. I said was the last thing is second to last.
我还想在最后一点之后再提一个最后一点。
You know, it's quite remarkable to me that after that utterance of the Lord, of the Father in the story,
就是
the disciples are stricken with fear and they fall on the ground.
就是我想提到在变化山上当父神说话了之后，门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。
So no one will deny that there is part of that fear is most likely that they're seeing a lot of supernatural things going on. The Father Himself manifesting through an audible voice, a luminous cloud, and of course that is can be something terrifying.
因为如果你想在那门徒在那里经历的这个超自然的事件，就是父神。从云彩中有一个声音说出来。
But I wonder if there is not something more in that. A kind of an allegorical fear in that story.
Sorry.
Some sort of allegorical fear. They're having that real fear right there. But I wonder if the story is not telling us also allegorical through that fear.
就是他们在这个他们确实眼睛看到这个其神迹的时候，他们有那个恐惧，但是在这个恐惧之外，还有另一层的惧怕。
You know, I feel that most of us, if not all of us, when we are faced with that utterance of the Father, "Listen to my Son, let Him be supreme in your life," we are all in a way stricken by some sort of fear.
就是我想，我们每一位如果听到。神跟我们说，你在一切事上要听他，听他的儿子的时候，其实在我们心里是会有一个惧怕。
It seems that Satan planted, right back there in the Garden of Eden, he planted in the subconscious of us as human beings a fear of God. You remember when he says, is that what God said, that you cannot eat of any of the trees in the garden? That's what he said to Eve.
就好像撒旦从伊甸园开始就在人的心中种了一个这个种子来惧怕神，就像撒旦在伊甸园里面问那个夏娃说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
A seed of doubt, a seed of mistrust to the Lord was being planted right there. And I suspect that that seed is in Adam, in our old nature of everybody. That God is going to deprive you of something. He's out there to make you miserable if you obey.
就是撒旦在那里，就在人的里面好像放了一颗怀疑的种子，一个不信任神的一个种子，就说在那里说神好像要把你 的一些益处挪去，他不给你所有的好处一样。
And I wonder, brothers and sisters, when I consider this story, if that is not something, as we hear the Father's utterance, that can strike our hearts as well.
对弟兄姊妹们，我读到这里也是想，当父神从云彩里说了这个话的时候，是否好像也击中我们心中的那一块？
We may very well say, but wait, if I have to submit everything, listen to the Son in everything, isn't that going to be the end of me? Am I not going to be miserable?
好像我们马上就会有个天然的反应说，哦，我如果真的全都听他的儿子，完全的顺服，那是不是我自己就终结了？是否我自己就要会有个悲惨的生活？
Naturally speaking, perhaps most of us, if not all, are going to go through that fear.
其实我想我们大多数人在天然里面都会经历这个惧怕。
But you remember how the story ends.
但是我们记得这个变化山上的故事是怎么结束的。
When they fall face to the ground terrified, it's almost like the end of them. Our Lord Jesus himself, he goes to them and touches them.
就是当这些门徒匍匐在地极其害怕的时候，主耶稣近前来摸他们。
After they are touched, that fear is removed. They are able to lift their heads again and to look to no one but Jesus only.
当主耶稣摸他们的时候，就把这个惧怕除去，这些门徒就能够起来举目看见耶稣。Brothers
and sisters, such is the grace of our King, our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就看到我们主耶稣，我们的王，他的恩典。He
is more than able to overcome any fear that we may have in us, to the type of fear of what will happen to me if I submit to him.
他是那一位能够使我们胜过一切惧怕的，包括这个惧怕，就是如果我把一切都给了神，我会什么？我将什么事情会临到我的惧怕？
He is more than able to cause the kingdom to come in spiritual reality in the life of any of us.
他也是那一位能够把这个国度带到我们生命中的那一位。
Would you take that enabling grace of your gracious Lord and King and submit to him?
但是我们是否愿意能够来接受他这个加添我们力量的这个恩典，然后来顺服他？
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven.
然后我们能够说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let's conclude this time with a few prayers as the Lord moves and leads.
我们结束的时候，照着圣灵的感动，请弟兄姊妹有一点祷告。
Before that, going to the transfiguration is a long thing. At the time when you were baptized, and Father already said that in the Son in heaven, you yourself His beloved son. After 400 years of no speaking, you spoke the first time. That was to proclaim that Jesus Christ is your beloved son. Of course, we are obedient. We listen to your son. Thank you, for this instruction and order. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister, pray, Lord, we want to thank you and we want to praise you. We thank you that your word is what teaches us that we may revere you and rely on you. And, though there are many things that we may not understand, and we even remember how Peter said to build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. But yet, we thank you that we can turn our hearts to you and we do repent before you. May we trust and obey you. May we humble ourselves before you, that even though there are many times we fall short, may we examine ourselves. We thank you that it is you who have loved us and that you are the one interceding for us. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, you are supreme and sufficient God. So, Lord, we really come before you. And, Lord, let us listen and follow your will. Oh, Lord, not only follow, Lord, please take away the doubting seed from our hearts. We only listen to you. Oh, Lord, it's hard, but we really need to come before you. We are afraid and fear. We have fear and afraid, but you will touch us. You will let us know you are the only one. So we can come before you and follow you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Look at this.